Now, D-U-Z, Duz, brings you the Goldberg.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends, the Goldbergs, are here. Brought to you by Duz, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. You know, I often wonder what things really were like, B.D.
B.D.?
Before Duz. Before the ladies discovered that Duz, D-U-Z, is best. That it does everything in the wash.
Well, here's what my wash day was like, B.D., before Duz. First, I used to scrub my husband's work pants till my fingers ached.
Some job.
Uh-huh. And my towels. It was almost impossible to get them white. And the nice colors in my wash. Why, they lost all their pep.
That was B.D. before Duz.
Yes, but now things are different.
Now you've changed from a lady who didn't to a lady who does. Now you know Duz does best. This new kind of soap does everything in your wash. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for cleaning work clothes, plus greater safety for colors.
My wash days now are all A.D., after Duz.
What about those dirty work pants after Duzing?
Clean as can be, and I don't do any hard scrubbing.
No soap takes dirt out easier than Duz. What about your towels, A.D., after Duzing?
They just couldn't be whiter. I'm so proud of them.
No soap washes whiter than Duz. And how do those colored rayon slips look?
Bright and fresh. They just couldn't be prettier.
Duz is extra safe for colors, you know. Duz does everything. It's best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it. Duz gives you the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety for colors. So be a lady who does. Duz does best. Duz does everything. Duz invites you to visit the Goldberg. Once again, the Goldberg family is reunited. And now, as Jake concludes the story of his experiences these last few weeks, Molly, Rosie, and Uncle David are grouped about him in Elsie Warren's living room. For the last half hour, Jake has told them of all he's been through, the blind alleys, the mishaps in his search for Molly. And as her husband talks, Molly glows with happiness at the thought that she has her beloved Jake back at all in view of the many pitfalls which beset his path. Right now, Jake is ending his story. Listen.
And Molly, darling, that's the story.
Why, Jake, darling, Papa, darling, you're all right, though.
How could I be otherwise, Rosalie, now that I'm in the bosom of my family?
But you're feeling all right, huh, Jake?
David, if I felt better, I would have to go to see a doctor.
You have to see a doctor?
I said if.
But nothing hurts you, Jake. Oh,
darling, Papa said if.
Jake said if.
You meant if, Jake?
Molly, I think absence made your heart grow fonder for me, huh?
Jake, darling, you endured so much, Jake. Look, Rosalie, did Papa have this line here on his face?
What line?
Oh, this.
Huh?
Oh, is that's not a new line, Molly.
No.
Oh, this. It's a dimple.
A dimple.
What you went through and endured, you're not saying, eh?
Because it's over, Jake. Because it's over, Jake, dear.
Of course, Papa, darling.
No more. We wouldn't talk about it anymore.
Please.
Only David said he wasn't here, Jake, when you told the whole story about the Hillcrest Hotel, but no more, David. No more, Uncle Dave.
But I wasn't here when Jake told you how we got to the Hillcrest.
I know, but no more, David.
All right.
You want to shave, Jake? So shave.
If you will pardon me.
Yes, Jake, darling. Go, Rosalie. Show Papa how to turn on the hot water. If you let it run, it will get scalding hot.
All right, I'll
so go. Let it be scalding
when Mike
for Papa.
Hilton comes in, please let me know. I'll have a few words to say to that unspeakable character.
Molly, you have to tell Jake that you invited Mike Hilton to Lastonbury.
I will, David. I have to wait for the right moment.
Make the right moment, Molly. Don't wait for it.
I will, David.
Yeah?
Jake looks bad, huh?
Good, he don't look.
Pale, huh?
Right.
Oh, the hoodlums, David.
Hoodlums? Gangsters?
Oh, they were sitting in the lobby, David, dear. Jake and Seymour were sitting in the lobby, and they were discussing. So the hoodlums heard Seymour talking to Jake, and they heard $25,000. So that's how they followed Jake. They followed him, and they pushed him in the car. That's why I didn't want you to talk about it in front of Jake, because I noticed he gets so nervous. They took him, and they put him in the car, and they dismantled him, and they threw out his clothes, and that's how the police got his clothes, and that's how they took him to the Hillcrest rest home.
Oh, they dismantled
him? Dismantled him. They dismantled him, and then when they didn't find the $25,000 on him, because they dismantled him, and Jake took the money, and he put it in the hotel vault, but the hoodlums didn't know that. So after they dismantled him, and they threw out his clothes, then they threw him out, and that's how he got to the Hillcrest home, and when he got to the Hillcrest home, he was subconscious.
I thought you said he was unconscious.
Subconscious is the same, Dave.
Oh, it's the same.
Oh, so the more Jake was calling for $25,000, the more the doctors thought he was a mental, psychological, psychopathic... Oh, telephone. I have it.
You take it.
I got it. Hello?
Who is it?
Yes. Yes, speaking, conversing, on the phone. Oh, how are you? How are you, Seymour?
Seymour?
I'm fine.
How's his nervous breakdown?
How are you feeling?
Ask him when Mary's leaving, Mom.
Yeah.
What's the ask?
Uh-huh.
What's the uh-huh?
When is Mary leaving? Uh-huh.
What's the uh-huh, yeah?
No, Mrs. Vaughn is not here. She went shopping. Yeah, how is Mary? Was she upside down when she spoke to her mother on the telephone? Uh-huh. Well, all right, Seymour. Tell her to call back. All right. All right, dear darling. Goodbye. Shortly, we'll see you. We'll be back in Lastonbury. Shortly. It can't be short enough. All right, darling. Goodbye. Goodbye, dear.
What did you say?
It was Seymour, Jay.
That's some Seymour.
He had a nervous breakdown, Jake.
Huh? We all nearly had a nervous breakdown. Seymour told you everything, what we went through. No, Jake?
From Seymour, I got a very choppy story.
Oh, because it was choppy.
Some story, Jake.
But, Molly, when you saw the $25,000 in your pocketbook, why didn't you...
I couldn't. How could I do anything, Jake?
You didn't suspect Mary?
Jake, darling, dear, I suspected everybody on the bus, but everybody.
You didn't sleep for 2 nights.
How could we sleep? When did it happen? The first day out.
Foolishly, when the bus stopped and everybody nearly everybody went out to swallow a cup, I left my pocketbook.
If I was there, you wouldn't left your pocketbook.
Who saw that she left her pocketbook?
Who's blaming you, Dave?
You said it's you.
So what did I mean?
You meant if you was there.
I just...
All right.
It's all over, Jake. It's past. What's past is gone. You're here and I'm here and all is well with the world and we're together. Like Jake does.
Only one thing, Molly.
Yeah.
May I say?
Yeah.
Couldn't you pick up the telephone and call me? Did I have to find out everything through Bertie and nearly go out of my mind?
I couldn't say that because I thought I was being watched every second.
You didn't suspect Mary?
No, darling, no.
So how did you come here to Jennifer Street?
That was the address on the envelope where the money was. That's why. Oh, she was knocking, Rosalie. She was knocking. Yeah? What? Just a minute. What? Yes.
Mike is leaving in a little while and he wants to say goodbye.
Oh, but...
But what, Molly?
Nothing. Only I don't like to see him go like nothing.
What do you mean like nothing?
You don't know, Jake, that Mrs. Varn and Mike... And...
Why don't I know?
Yeah.
She's a very lucky woman that she escaped such a fate.
Mike is a very nice...
What is he?
A gentleman, Jake.
It seems to me, Molly, that your standards have changed considerably.
What do you mean?
Since when is a gangster a gentleman?
Regardless, Jake.
You too, David.
Where are you going,
I've
Jake?
Got to see him before he leaves. You haven't forgotten I still have the $25,000.
In the hotel vault.
Wherever it is, it's not mine. It's his. At least, that's what he claims. I'll be right back.
Oh, David. Can I tell How can I tell Jake that I invited Mike to come to Lassenberry?
Well, Lassenberry is a village in the United States of America. And nobody needs a passport. And if Mike Hilton is a citizen of the Union, we should come to Lassenberry. Who can stop him?
That's not the point. I want Mike to come as a friend, as a welcome guest in my house. Welcomed by every member. Rosa, darling, peekaboo.
Don't peekaboo. Go on. Come. We have to say goodbye to Mike.
But I don't want to say goodbye to Mike. I don't want to say goodbye. Come, Rosalie. I don't want to say goodbye to Mike. If I shouldn't have come... Where's Mike Hilton, Jay?
Where's Mike Hilton, Jay?
He went up to get his bags.
Oh.
Molly, this is not a propitious time to put my foot down, but on the other hand, maybe it is.
What do you mean, Jay?
I mean, Molly, that you and I have been through plenty recently. And unless I can look forward to some peace and quiet when I get back home, I, for one, would rather never see the threshold of my beloved fireplace.
Jake, dear.
Don't Jake me, but listen to me.
Yes, Jake, dear.
Don't call me. You too, David. Please.
It's only because...
Quiet.
I said. But it's only
quiet.
Because...
If Mike Hilton steps a foot into Lastonbury...
Okay, Mr. Goldberg, okay. I'm glad to know how you feel. Joe, come on. I guess birds of a feather has got to flock together.
Well, Jake certainly didn't expect to have Mike overhear his remarks. But now that Mike did, there's only one road left for him. The old crooked one. And he's apparently resigned to it. We know we're on the way to winning the war. But Uncle Sam says let's remind ourselves that we still have a long way to go. The roads to Berlin and Tokyo are hard, bloody roads. And there can be no letting up until we've won a complete victory. Japan will be fighting to the last, fighting to hold the territory she stole. Malaya and Java and the Philippines, where we used to get over £1 billion of commercial fats and oils a year. That £1 billion will be lost to us until Japan falls and the territory can be made to produce once again. So you see, even when Germany is knocked out, there will still be a very great need for you to save your used kitchen fat. Kitchen fat contains vital ingredients for medicine and ammunitions, parachute silk and rubber boats. Help America through this crisis by continuing to save every drop of used kitchen fat. And this is important. Be sure to strain all used fat. Strain it into a clean can. Your butcher will give you 4 cents and 2 red ration points for every pound of used fat. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by DUZ, Does. There are very few decisions in life which can't be changed, provided there are some very persuasive arguments for the other side. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Fight waste at your sink and sink the axis. When you do dishes, don't waste soap. Soap contains war materials.